Hello and welcome to the Modern Finance podcast from Oracle. I'm Fiona Campbell with Volume, Oracle's agency partner for over 20 years. And today I'm joined by Rudy Luquez, Oracle's Director of Product Marketing for Cloud ERP Applications. Hi, Rudy. Welcome.
Hello, Fiona. It's great to be with you today.
Great to be talking to you. So we're here to discuss some of the challenges that are facing finance professionals today and how the cloud plays a pivotal role in reshaping the way business leaders work. So it's great to have you with us in the studio, Rudy. Do you want to start off by telling us a bit about yourself and your background in ERP and finance?
No, thank you, Fiona. It's really been an exciting 10 years that I've been working at Oracle in this space, starting out my career at Oracle, working in the on-premise world where finance and a lot of traditional methodologies that are used to manage businesses were really rooted back in the last century in terms of how software and processes and techniques came together. But what I'm so excited about today is the way the cloud has really changed the entire dynamic, the entire infrastructure, and the entire approach to how companies are moving forward, not just to grow their business, but to really embrace their finance organization and help change their finance organization from one that is really rooted in processes that in many ways are out of touch with where business is today, to put them into an environment now where business can really be much more agile, really help transform their organization, and where business and finance really work together to move from a tactical space into a strategic space.
Fantastic. And so if we were going to put the advent of the cloud in context, you've been working with Oracle ERP applications for 10 years, and I've been working in the Oracle ERP space for quite a few years as well. And we have seen, as you say, we've seen the nature of business change a lot over that time. Business today is very different from how it was 10 years ago. So in your view, what are the top three challenges that finance leaders in today's businesses are facing?
Well, in a lot of respects, it's an amalgamation of several different key issues. One is this ability to really focus on moving more into an operational agility perspective, mostly because of the fact that finance is much more now than just dealing with transactions, you know, essentially debits and credits. But the other two big areas that are really important for finance in general today, especially as they move from that tactical role, again, where they're really just trying to balance out debits and credits, is really moving forward much more into this strategic role. And that really involves working very strongly with performance management type areas where you're able to get out more reporting, you're able to get out more of that real-time information that the business wants, the business needs, really not just to do with what they're dealing with today, but how they're going to grow that business. And then you add into that all the issues around compliance and control. As businesses start to become more agile, as they start to really become more strategic, at the same time, they also have to be aware of both compliance and control issues, not only facing them on the front of their windshield, but also staring them down through the rearview mirror. So those are really important areas that all finance organizations need to be looking at today as they make this transition from the way things really have been done over the last 400 or 500 years into the way that today's business environments, the business demands, the business needs are driving these organizations to excel in this current cloud-based economy that we live in.
So when you talk about becoming more agile and strategic and moving away from how things are traditionally done, can you talk a bit about how the cloud enables that?
Oh, absolutely. And especially as somebody who has come from a background of working with, you know, what we're terming these days as legacy systems. You know, prior to Oracle, I was also working with other types of enterprise software systems as well that involve the very traditional methodology of designing a project, selecting software, picking hardware, going out and installing all that type of equipment that needed to be in place, building that infrastructure, setting up project teams. You know, just thinking about all the tasks that were involved in setting up what I would refer to as kind of ERP 1.0 or more traditional type management systems, it's just expensive thinking about it. By the time you get all the people involved, all the hardware, all the equipment, all the pre-planning and what have you, And that expense also translated into extensive periods of time. And the old adage, right, that time is money and money is time, is probably no truer than when you're dealing with large, complex legacy systems. And you would literally have armies of people sometimes showing up at company doors to install these systems with, you know, hundreds of consultants from all kinds of companies and consultants who are very highly priced. And the big problem that this delivered to organizations was while they were able to get very robust systems, there was such a time delay that basically by the time they had these systems spec'd, installed, tested, up and running, you would find that by the time you were done with the project, you had to start all over again in order to keep up with the next release of software. Now, you contrapose that to the cloud. And you look at what the cloud is delivering for companies today. You're cutting off the front end of that entire process of having to deal with selecting hardware, finding consultants that are able to install the hardware and the software and do all the testing and configure and customize the software to make it do it work the way your business wants to work with your with the applications. By going to the cloud, you're getting services and software that are ready to go out of the box, and you can be up and running in days rather than months, if not years, in terms of your project. That alone moves you to the front of the queue in terms of being able to be competitive, to be responsive, to be able to be adaptable.
So you're gaining time and you're saving money, which every CFO loves to do. But what about some of what is the actual experience like of using modern finance software in the cloud? How is that different than your standard on-premises legacy finance systems? Are there new things that you can do in the cloud that you couldn't do previously?
No, it's a great question, Fiona. And I think one of the greatest benefits about moving to the cloud is because the cloud is really built around today's software paradigms, it works the way people use other software they work with, whether it's something like a Twitter-type account on one hand, right, or some of the other applications that are getting more common out there that people of all ages and all generations and all backgrounds are using today. One of the great things that the cloud just totally breaks through is the ability to come up to speed rapidly to be able to use the software. The beauty of the cloud is the way cloud applications are designed is cloud applications are designed to work with today's user expected paradigms. Software designed in such a way that you just sort of know where to click. You sort of know how to flow through it. And once you're kind of showed how to get into the system, it becomes both very intuitive, but I would also say it's also very engaging. And that is really important with cloud software, because at the end of the day, if people don't use software, the software brings no value at all to our organization. But if you have software that's not only you can figure out on your own how to use, or maybe just a little bit of help from your favorite colleague, by allowing yourself to really want to go in and explore the software and see all the cool and interesting and exciting things that you can do with that software, it really starts to bring an additional layer, an additional degree of productivity to an organization, because now you start to find things that you didn't know you could do before, things that are fun to do, things that are interesting to do.
So you mentioned something very interesting there in terms of the user experience and the learning experience for cloud software, and that is that we have a new generation of people in the workplace, or that we have, you know, multiple generations of people in the workplace. I guess one of the key things about modern finance and modern finance software is that it is catering to the expectations of the kind of new millennial generation of employees.
Oh, absolutely. And I would use that term in the broadest positive sense. We have a lot of not just the millennial age employees now who are becoming very engaged in the finance workplace, but there's also another generation coming up right behind them who have all been born in this century. There are high school kids now who are graduating, or college kids who are graduating, who are pretty much we're at the cusp of the beginning of the century in the year 2000. And those young men and those young women who are entering the workforce, and starting their careers or actually going through college at this point, they all come from an era which they only know the internet. And they were essentially born and raised in the cloud. And they're bringing with them what I like to refer to as the three E's. They're bringing experiences, education, and expectations into a work environment that is not only going to define whether or not they even want to come work for a particular organization, especially when the economy is strong, but it's also going to set how they're going to work inside those organizations and how they're going to be productive and how they're going to contribute. And you sort of put that this interesting yin and yang between, again, there's experiences, educations, and expectations that they have, and you marry that with what a company is trying to accomplish. If those two things don't work together very well, it's going to cause, I think, a lot of consternation inside finance organizations, not just as a subset of an overall company, but really when you look broadly across the entire organization as well.
So there's a kind of double win here, because if you're an organization and you're investing in modern finance applications in the cloud, you are better place to attract the most talented finance professionals of these younger generations. And when they arrive in the workplace, they are much better placed to contribute, to think and act and behave strategically and be able to help you take the organization forward.
Fiona, that is a perfect story to tell. And your use of the win-win descriptor is spot on, in that it really is a one of those really unique situations that's, you know, we often talk about win-win, but by the same token, in this case, it's a perfect example of a situation where you're not only gaining the talent that you need as part of just to run your organization from a tactical perspective, but you're bringing in the talent that's going to make you more strategic, make you really a key part of the overall success of the company that you belong to. And at the same time, it's going to be building that foundation so that your company is able to grow into the next part of the century. And again, especially as we start to see a lot of people who have who are starting to retire, who are moving on to the next phases of their life, companies want to continue to succeed and to strive to move forward. And by bringing in these younger generations that are just used to working in this environment, right? It's their natural habitat, so to speak. Individuals who've grown up with the cloud, who've grown up with the internet, who've grown up with using software that's intuitive, software that's ready to go out of the box. And that's what I find so fascinating about the cloud today, is the way they're designed, the way they work together, the way the tooling keeps evolving. Because again, since it's centrally managed, it's easy to evolve these applications. What you see is you see people using them in ways that maybe even the designers of the software really hadn't anticipated, which is a really good thing. Because again, the end user is now not just a user per se, but that end user is actually also working hard to enable additional aspects of that technology, additional aspects of that software, as they get drawn into this sort of a natural ability of the software in order to allow them to do even more, to be creative, to explore, to learn new perspectives of what's going on. Now, when you take a step back and you look at that and you think that's an incredible ability for the software, because that's what it really takes to move an organization from being tactical, where you're just kind of checking the boxes and doing the tasks, over to strategic. Because once you get into a strategic frame of mind, that's when you're really starting to dig deeper and, well, what do these numbers mean? How do I bring these numbers to life? How do I take these how do I take this finance data and actually present it and translate it in such a way that it brings so much more meaning and value to a business organization that wants to really look beyond the numbers and think about what are the different ways that we can really take this information that we've accumulated and liberate it essentially through these revolutionary processes and move the organization forward.
And I think that's a really fundamental point because, we and, lots of people often talk about cloud applications as appealing to millennials and to the younger generation. But that's not to say that those of us that are not of those generations, that are maybe of a previous generation or two, don't see the value in it as well. I mean, I think a lot of finance leaders who may be, in their 40s or 50s will see the value of using sort of intuitive, easy to use cloud applications that enable them to do more than they were able to do previously, especially on that strategic side of things.
Yeah, Fiona, that's another excellent observation, right? Because you're absolutely right. Sometimes people think, well, we're sort of skewing the argument to being just focused around the next generation of workers that's coming or the younger millennial type employees. And we're sort of just trying to deliver applications to please them. But you're right. It's a much bigger story than that because what you find, and I have seen this in customer after customer, that it becomes a very collective effort in a positive way where everybody really wants to embrace the new way of doing their jobs, the new way of doing this kind of work. Because with it, once you start to bust those old on-premise paradigms with that old century way of thinking about software, you really start to see the light bulbs figuratively go on in people's heads. You start to see more excitement, just more interest. And for the first time, as you start to liberate people from really the shackles of the old way of doing business, and you give them this sort of enlightened approach, and really let them see, what the possibilities are like. It breeds its own, it breeds a lot of excitement, a lot of enthusiasm. And, what company doesn't want to see their employees get excited and enthusiastic about using the tools that they have to do their job? And not just kind of a fun type of excitement, but also an excitement that lets them do their jobs better, learn more about what's going on in the company, and at the same time, also let them just contribute so much more to the overall organization. When I take a step back and I think about, how many people I interact with during the course of a day, whether they're involved with Oracle or not, the one truism out there is everybody's wearing more hats. Everybody's busier than ever. Everybody's always being asked to do more. And when you provide people with tools and with capabilities that allow them to go accomplish all those goals and doing it in a way that's not painful but actually exciting and interesting and aligned with where our whole society is moving today, it's a really beautiful way of enabling individuals and enabling organizations to reach their full potential. And at the same time, it's not fluff. It's actually real infrastructure, real tooling, real software, real applications that is getting not just your current job done, but all the other things that you want to get done. I do not believe there is a person anywhere in a finance organization, regardless of age, regardless of background, regardless of how long they've been at their current employer, who doesn't want to have information available to help them get their job done, and information that's easy to get, easy to look at, easy to put into different formats, and easy to do in such a way that they not only feel good about the work that they're delivering, the work package that they're delivering, but at the same token, they're also doing a great job of being able to show their colleagues and their managers and the folks in the corner office how much insight and other intelligence they can bring to the overall organization. I mean, it's just a great professional vehicle, again, regardless of where you are in your life.
Maybe you could just talk a bit about some of that. If we're saying that you kind of flip your job on its head, so it used to be 80% tactical work, 20% strategic work, and now it can be the other way around. So you're literally spending 20% of your time doing the kind of tactical stuff that you used to do. And now you've got 80% of your time you can free up for the strategic input and the strategic activity. Can you talk a little bit about what that might entail? You know, what finance professionals can now help the business do, how they can guide the business as it moves forward?
Well, exactly. Let's take, for finance organizations, let's take the most typical activity that every organization needs to go through. And I think this is pretty typical across the globe, regardless of what country you live in. But the activity of the month-end close. In most organizations, that is sort of the equivalent of the maybe like a monthly root canal, going to the dentist every month, having to deal with something with your mouth, and you have to do this over and over and over again, and it just never ends. And then the only thing that's really worse than the month-end close is the fact that once a year you have to do a year-end close, which is just that much more complicated. And that is an example of a tactical functionality that is every organization, regardless of size, regardless of complexity, regardless of industry, has to go through in one form or another. And the month-end close, of course, to those familiar with the process, is a phenomenal misnomer, because nobody ever really finishes the month-end close on the last day of the month. There's always issues that bleed over into the next month, and then you're trying to catch up with all that, and then eventually become such a big bucket of issues as you really can't close it out until sometime into the following year with the year-end close. One of the great things the cloud's delivering, not just because it's in the cloud, but because of the way it's architected, the way it's designed, the way the user interface works, is the ability to do so much more in real time. And the concept of having an artificial construct where you have to snapshot a point in time once a month and then kind of reconcile that once a year, I think we're at the point where we can almost see the end of the tunnel somewhere out there in the horizon, where that is going to go away completely and companies won't have to worry about that. That huge tactical activity that now companies spend so much time and so much resources on can actually start to really go away and becomes more of a monitoring activity, almost a dashboard type activity, rather than having again to commit all these resources on a tactical basis. So you've got these great people around now. They know how the system works. They know your ins and outs. They know how your accounts payable works, accounts receivable, journal entries, all that good stuff that goes with finance. Now you can convert all those talented individuals who are more than likely have been bored to tears over the years, always having to deal with these types of processes and projects, and have them thinking about, well, with all this information you know now, let's talk about how we can use that data to help us strategically to maybe improve how we pay people in terms of our accounts payable for different vendors and what have you. And this is a great example where finance organizations can make that shift from tactical to strategic, again, leveraging the real-time intuitive interfaces of the cloud, right? You make that jump from strategic or from tactical to strategic. And as you start to solve these strategic problems, now you start to improve the overall company as well. And you start to suddenly find out you're getting better discounts, your cash flow is improving, you're having more monies available now to do better projects. And this is the great example where now finance really becomes a contributor to the overall health of the organization, because it's now finding those opportunities, finding those areas that had issues and concerns before, and being able to help the corner office and the rest of the organization translate that essentially newfound money into new opportunities.
So, Rudy, we've talked generally about the advantages that modern finance applications in the cloud can give to organizations. But can you talk a bit about how Oracle specifically is addressing this? What is it that Oracle is doing with its own products, with its own software, that brings all of these advantages to organizations, to finance teams?
The big thing that Oracle is delivering today is really a comprehensive set of solutions that are pre-built, they're pre-integrated, and they're all designed to work together on day one. There's a lot of cloud software being sold in the marketplace today, and this cloud software covers the gamut across just about, I think, any sort of business operation you can imagine, whether it's from simple expense reporting to, you know, very complex financial analysis. But what I'm excited about at Oracle, I mean, this is what gets me up in the morning, is the ability to see how when you build and deliver a solution that is very comprehensive, that really covers all the basis of what a company needs to do today, and you can do that all in a way that it comes as one package, so it all works together on day one. This is when companies realize how they can really become very rapidly productive, and they can work very quickly in order to move themselves forward. Not only does it allow everything to work together well, but it allows everything to scale well too. So that if you're starting out as a relatively small organization, but you got plans to expand markets or add people or add new products, it's again very easy to grow vertically with our solutions. So if you think about a typical, you know, XY type graph, right, and the x-axis is really kind of where you can go outward to add more applications, and the y-axis going up is where you can add more users into or more divisions of your organization overall. We operate on both of those axes, and very multidimensional from that perspective. And when you look at, again, the breadth of what Oracle's offering, you know, including not just all the various aspects of finance, but the other aspects of finance in the past have been a little bit tricky to see or to take advantage of, around things like reporting, for instance, advanced analytics, enterprise performance management, better known as EPM, advanced reporting capabilities that allow you to do narrative reporting. All those things that in the past were really, you might almost think of them as kind of being a sort of a Nirvana type request. And where people would say, well, you know, I'd like to do all these other things with my finance system. And then after there was sort of a long pause, you'd get laughter in a room saying, yeah, maybe we'll get to that point one day. Well, the nice thing is we're at that point now. And that is what is so cool about this, is that even as little as 3-4 years ago, some of this stuff wasn't maybe really quite there yet, but now it's all there. And we see companies who are able to do the full collection of reporting that they've always wanted to do, or they're finally doing the types of analysis that they can do in real time. And before they had to rely on moving data out to spreadsheets and creating very crazy looking spreadsheets, which, you know, as you well know, once a spreadsheet leaves your grasp, it's never further controlled anymore. They're able to do all this stuff now without having to resort to those other types of methodologies or those other tool sets, because it's all there in the cloud. We are delivering this comprehensively today in the cloud.
Fantastic. And when you're out there talking to customers, and what kind of feedback are they giving you? What are they telling you about their experience of using Oracle ERP and EPM together in the cloud?
What we're hearing all the time, and it's one of those things that you almost have to pinch yourself sometimes to make sure you're really hearing this all the time, is that they are excited beyond what they were anticipating. You know, in many cases, the software industry over the years has been its own worst enemy, and that often we in many cases, it seemed like there was a lot of overpromise and underdelivery. And what, again, I have seen now with the cloud, especially on my own personal transformation from going from somebody who was deeply involved with a myriad of on-premise systems for decades, now being in the cloud and seeing the reality of what the cloud is delivering, is in many respects, we may have flipped that paradigm on its side, and we may be actually delivering a lot more than we even are realizing. And that is what's so exciting about this. And a lot of that extra delivery that seems to be occurring, it goes back to what we talked about earlier, Fiona, which is this idea that people are finding things to do with the software that we didn't really even anticipate people would be doing with the software. The fact that everyone is going in there and finding more to do with it is and finding different angles in which they can positively exploit the software, positively utilize the software and do what they want to do. I think that's exciting. And even some of the internal use cases where companies are saying, you know, I used to need to have X number of people or Y number of resources available just to keep my lights on, so to speak, in terms of being able to do, again, the exciting monthly close or the finish the year-end financials or what have you. Now all those X and Y resources and all that talent is now being freed up to go work on new and exciting things, new projects, new ways to help to move the business forward. And that's what's great about the cloud. The cloud's the future. The cloud's here today. The cloud's working. The cloud's comprehensive. The cloud's exciting. And it certainly is something that I know I look forward to every morning when I get up to work and log on for the first thing every day.
So that's all we have time for, unfortunately, on this Modern Finance podcast. It's been great talking to you, Rudy. And I just wonder if you can let us know if there's anywhere people can go to learn more about modern finance in the cloud.
Absolutely, Fiona. One of the things we have just produced at Oracle is the Modern Finance Handbook. And you can go down and get your own copy. It's an ebook. It's at www.oracle.com/Modern Finance Handbook, and it's all one word. And you will download your own copy. And the handbook itself covers not only a lot of the topics we were talking about today, but includes some other fun little tidbits, some little fun facts in there as well that go back and discuss a little about the history of finance, how we got to where we are today, but also includes a list that's become one of my favorite. And that is actually a top 10 list of different reasons why you should be moving your organization over from traditional finance to modern finance. It's done in the style of a popular comedian here in the United States. And with this top 10 list, you can actually print out a copy of it and use it as a way to have a discussion with your colleagues, with your leadership, with other individuals that you spend time talking about finance with, to see how many of these items actually apply to your own organization. So it's become one of my personal favorites in this new book that we published. Again, kind of a top 10 list of why it's time to move from your finance organization into the cloud and really start to adapt a strategic way of thinking about finance as we start to approach the year 2020.
Fantastic. So that's www.oracle.com/modern finance handbook. And thank you very much, Rudy, for your time today. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you so much, Fiona.